This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Polling is underway for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. Polling began at 7 this morning amid tight security. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, the Prime Minister said that reservation for women will make the democracy even more vibrant and participative. Mr. Modi added, any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. In his op-ed, the Prime Minister said that the reservation for women in legislative bodies is a reflection of the aspirations of crores of women across India and affirmation of the principle that society progresses when women progress. The nation is remembering the valour and supreme sacrifice of security forces today as Shaurya Divas is being observed at Sardar Post in the border district of Kutch in Gujarat. The day commemorates the extraordinary bravery displayed by CRPF personnel during the 1965 India-Pakistan conflict. Our correspondent has filed this report.
On this occasion, senior officials and personnel of the CRPF will pay homage to the martyrs with a guard of honor, while tributes will also be offered through a band performance. It may be recalled that in April 1965, Pakistan attempted to capture Indian border areas under Operation Desert Hawk. At that time, CRPF units were deployed at Sardar and Tak Post in the run of Kutch. On the morning of April 9, an infantry brigade of around 3,500 Pakistani soldiers launches a sudden attack on this post. The CRPF personnel displayed exceptionally courage and gallantry, successfully repulsing the attack and forcing the enemy to retreat. In the operation, 34 Pakistani soldiers were killed and 4 were captured alive. Ashraf Nathwani, Akashwani News, Bhuj.
Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has announced a series of relief measures for domestic airlines, including a 25% reduction in landing and parking charges. The move is aimed at easing operational cost pressures on Indian carriers and ensuring that air travel remains affordable for passengers despite rising global fuel prices. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said the aviation sector has been impacted by a sharp increase in aviation turbine fuel prices due to global crude oil volatility. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast from 6.3% to 6.6% for the current financial year, owing to strong domestic demand and free trade agreements. World Bank expects India to remain the primary engine of growth in South Asia. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has appreciated India's achievement in attaining criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. The landmark step marks a significant advancement in the country's indigenous nuclear program and its pursuit of long-term energy sustainability. In a social media post, Mr. Grossi described the development as impressive progress by India in achieving criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam, a key step forward in fuel sustainability and the future of nuclear energy. U.S. President Donald Trump is sending a delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and other top officials to Islamabad for direct talks with Iran aimed at ending weeks of conflict in the West Asia region. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by one run in a last one-over thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants. And that is the end of this news bulletin.